mobile.
ProCR and 4ZLK. Good evening, Tom.
Yahtzee, I got the best of the best. How you doing, Shane? Nice to hear you this evening. Oh, we just went down to the grandson's and delivered him a little present. Well, a big present, I guess you'd say. To surprise him. And his mom and dad were surprised, too. But enjoyed the visit with him. Took him some eggs down. And what else did you take him, Mom? Oh, she wanted some egg bites from Costco's. And they're a lot cheaper than they are at Starbucks, if you can believe that. How's your day going, Jane?
I'm sure your grandson, I think you said that's who it was, appreciated the surprise, and it's always nice to visit a family. My day is going well, Tom. I'm just coming back from Spartanburg on 85. Let's see, I guess this is the 101 exit, maybe. Maybe not. I'm at 63. I don't know what exit, what highway that is. I don't really pay attention. I just know where I'm going. I guess you're coming back from Simpsonville.
Pretty close. We're 14 in Pelham, actually. Isn't that right, Mary? 14 in Pelham is where we turn off and go down to Batesville Road a little ways. They live back in there in the Mahaffey Plantation. Well, the grandson is going to come over this Friday and pick it up and surprise these folks, but since the weather's turning bad and all, we didn't really have much of a place to keep it. I didn't want somebody liberating it. It's a hardcover for a new pickup he bought. What year was it? 2007? But it looks like new. It's been kept in a garage. It's a Dodge 4x4. Beautiful truck. Not a mark on it, hardly. And very low mileage. And his parents were going to make him, for character, buy the thing himself. And Isaac said he couldn't afford it. A hard top, once he was going to buy one of those vinyl ones, you know, you roll up. Well, I can't see our grandson going off to college and that here in about another year or anyplace else with those vinyl ones. I'm not sold on that. When all it takes is a pocket knife, you know, to breach them. And he went down to Cabela's the other day, and he had a rod and reel in there. I know it had to be a couple of $100, and he works hard for his money. He's doing an internship at Benson's. He changes the oil over there this semester. Quite a lot of hours. And he was in there 15 minutes in Cabela's, and somebody walked by and stole that new rod and reel out of the back of his truck. And I thought, no, that ain't going to happen no more.
That's sad. Yeah, I have a pickup truck, and sometimes I'll have stuff in the back, and I always try not to stay too long if I've got things in the back of it. It's just a different world. People used to leave your stuff alone, but not anymore. There's any cash value to it. It can get lifted pretty quickly.
It's no character, no soul or anything anymore, it seems like. It's disgusting. Just old fellas. But I met a guy in Lowe's one day, and he ran in to pick up some staples or something. And by the time he got out, this truck full of, and I won't mention nationalities, pulled up beside his truck and unloaded all the tools. He was a carpenter. That he had in that truck, and it was worth quite a lot of money. And then we had another friend that was an electrician, had his own business back in Kansas, and he parked his brand new Dodge with those panels on the side for toolboxes and that in front of an organization, and ran in to pick something up, and he come back out, and somebody drove off in that. And it hadn't even been marked with his Brent's Electric on the side of it yet. And all of his electrical tools and that were inside of it. Just make you sick.
Changing world out there, Tom. I hate to see it. Anyway, and hello, Miss Bernice. Forgot to say that a minute ago. I hope you're well. But yeah, it's definitely not like it used to be when I was younger, and I'm a few years behind you. I've heard you say how old you are, so I won't say how many years behind you I am. But I know as fast as it's changed in my short lifetime, I know it's changed. I know you guys have seen a lot of change.
My War Department's right here with me as usual. We're coming up Buncombe Road, and they're doing construction on it, so it's got that drop-off lip, and part of it's paved, and part of it isn't. But, I get hot when I think about somebody doing that. But that was the first things I did with my cars clear back in 2011. I had an alarm system put on them. And I always say if they can't run over 1,000 foot a second, they've got a problem. But you never catch them. That's just useless boasting because it's not going to happen. And I don't even have a concealed carry permit, so that's not going to happen. But I don't know. It's just a shame. But we had fun today. We went over to Costco's and Sam's, and then when we got done, I went over to the Surprise Bernice and took her to the Golden Corral. Boy, that's a nice place to eat over there. And, you know, it was just unbelievably cheap compared to what you're used to giving for a meal. I think it was, $21 for both of us. It was really nice, and big salad and everything. So we went in there, and then we come home, fed chickens, watered chickens, and, I don't know where the turn lane's at here. I guess this guy's going to let me in. Crazy the way they got it blocked over here right now. So I'm trying to scoochie my way up in there, see? And I finally made it through.
Watch those drivers out there. They'll try to beat you to it. And by the way, you don't need a concealed permit anymore. The law was passed. It's a constitutional carry now.
Yep. Well, won't say too much about it, but you know, I'm from Kansas, and that's all I'll say. But we're going to be all right. We don't travel much anymore anyway, Shane. We don't bother anybody, and we don't want to be bothered. Well, Isaac was off fishing, my grandson, and hadn't gotten home yet. So we just dropped that off and left it there for him. I don't even think his mom noticed it, our daughter. But I told Scott what it was, my son-in-law. And he was pretty thankful for it. And it ain't that they can't afford it. It's the fact that I told him, I said, you know, grandpas are supposed to spoil them and then send them home. His ends are out the yard.
I have three little granddaughters. We have another one on the way in June. Don't know if it's a girl or a boy yet, but I'll make comments when my daughters and my sons are around. They had to all buy their first car. They had to save up money and buy their first car, and they all did well. But I'll make a comment like to my three-year-old, are you ready for Grandpa or for Pops to buy you a new car? Because whatever you want, I'll get it for you. Of course, I'm just joking, but you should see the look in my kids' eyes when I say that.
Jerry threw enough to get the first one, and that's what counts. Oh boy, we not bought any cars for him, but you might say we kind of helped out there a little bit when he got his first Mustang. But they paid me back, and every bit of, in fact, the last payment, just by far we did not loan them the whole amount, but a little bit. But those hardtop things that cover your truck are a little bit pricey, and they're twice as pricey as the vinyl ones. But I had a vinyl one on this when I got it, and I put a topper on it. But you know, when you're 17 years old, you don't want to put a topper on it. It's not cool.
I remember those days. Well, I guess it fit okay in the back of your truck, because I'm assuming you didn't carry it on your Avalon.
No, I put it in the truck. I couldn't lift it, but that FedEx guy just put it on his shoulder and carried it out and put it in the back of my truck like I asked him, and really a nice guy. And then Scotty picked it up and carried it, but I can't lift much over 10 pounds anymore, Shane. And that really upsets me, but, you know, you just learn to live with those things, and I see a lot of other people a lot worse off, so I'm not complaining. But I mowed grass a couple of days ago, and it usually takes about 3 days to get over it. This time, longer, because I had to go over it 3 times because I tried to mulch it and it clumped. Then I went over it with the gate open on the lawnmower to not mulch it, and the dang thing sowed the grass out all over it, and I thought, I ain't gonna leave it that way. So I went over it a third time, and it looked pretty decent after that. Man, oh man, I was tired.
Grass this time of year too, there's a lot more pollen and dust that kicks up, especially if it's been dry, but I'm sure you had something to mitigate the dust breathing in.
Sir, yeah, I'll take a Q-tip, put a little Vaseline in the edge of your nose, and I didn't wear a mask, but it looks like it's raining pollen in our yard, and Bernice washed this truck no more than 3 days ago, and it's yellow now. It's supposed to be brown, but you can see it in the security camera. It looks like rain at night going in front of it whenever that floodlight comes on. I'll be glad when it's over, but the oak trees are all around us, Shane, and there's just no getting out of it.
My signal's not good, but I'm going under Woodruff Road on 385. I remember when my oldest son was playing Little League years ago, the sun would be going down right across the field from us, and you could just see all the pollen going across the field. And it's pretty amazing how much you when you realize what you're breathing in all the time.
You know that there's two breeds of cicadas I read this morning that are coming out this year at the same time. And they say there are trillions of them. Trillions, not billions, but trillions of them. They're going to be out at the same time. Well, our backyard, we're kind of out in the country. It gets so loud every year anyways when those things hatch that you can't really talk over them. I can't imagine what it's going to be like this year.
Looking forward, or not really forward, but wondering what it's going to be like. We live in the woods, and there's a lot of woods around. I guess it'll be good for the copperheads, but not for anybody else. It sure is going to be loud, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do not particularly like venomous snakes. We've been lucky. I've only had to off a couple of them. One of them was in my neighbor's yard, and they were very small. But the grandson, he got bit by what we think was either a copperhead or a water moccasin when he was 9 years old, the younger grandson. Boy, I'm telling you, that gets serious real fast. And the Corfab or whatever it is they give you for anti-venom, Shane, I think it come out over $40,000 for like 4 shots of that.
I didn't realize it was that much. I'm glad they have it, but goodness gracious, I'm glad your grandson's all right. I haven't seen very many around us. I've killed one in the driveway and one up on the main road, but around the house, I've seen some black snakes, and I'd prefer to keep it that way.
Oh, yeah, I like black snakes. Garter snakes and that, and so's the daughter. She's not a bit scared of them, neither is the kids. But he was down by the lake, and they got a cabana or whatever you call it down there. It's all lit up, and when you step off down towards the dock, it gets rather dark, and he stepped on it. So you can't really blame a snake, you know, it's just protecting itself. But I got to the hospital within an hour. Someday I'll send you a picture of his foot. You wouldn't believe it in that hour's time what his foot looked like. And the doctor asked him, out in the hall, I said, what's that Corfab worth? If that was the name of it, I can't remember for sure. And he said, don't be surprised if it's 50,000. And it didn't miss it by far, I know. They had good insurance, so it was taken care of, but they still had to pay some, I'm sure. But they messed around, and that was like 7 or 8 o'clock. And they called an ambulance, and I finally asked this nurse, I said, why isn't that ambulance here to take him down to Greenville Hospital? Because they didn't have the antivenom at Greer. She said, oh, you're better off if you're at home calling an ambulance than you are in a hospital. I never heard such a thing. But we went ahead and left at 11, and they just kept marking his leg with a magic marker as it progressed up his leg, and the swelling was unimaginable. And the ambulance drivers finally got there around midnight, and they give him the antivenom for it. I don't know how many doses at that time. And finally got him down to Greenville Memorial. And he was all right. He acted like a real grown-up there at 9 years old. I was proud of him, but gee, Manny, it's a very serious bite, that's for sure. Whichever one, that they use the same antivenom for him.
It's all right. And, I can kind of see the ambulance being slower getting to a hospital just because, when you're at a house, there's nobody there to take care of you. When you're at the hospital, maybe they think, well, there's other doctors there in case something happens, but still, they should get there quicker. But, and he's got a story to tell, so, he'll always have that story. I was bit by a snake, Anyway, but Tom, I'm pulling over here to grab a cup of coffee. I'm going to jump out and enjoyed it. Hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Always enjoy talking to you. Be careful going home. 10-0-TR and 4-ZLK.
Well, in the ambulance driver's defense, they were in Fountain Inn, I found out later, when they were called. So that's quite a ways. But at any rate, Shane, it's been a pleasure. Always enjoy visiting with you, too, and enjoy your break there. 73 in 4ZLK and 0TR clear.